The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's say you're putting together a list of things that you have to do before you go. What is absolutely going to be on your bucket list? 206-803-ROCK. Chris from Smoky Point, what is on your bucket list?
So it's not really my bucket list. I work with a guy. He's a really dear friend of mine. When I started working with him, I was told that he had terminal cancer.
Oh.
So he was on borrowed time. And I'm a big outdoors guy, and so is he. And I was telling him about I was going to go snowmobiling, and I got a couple snowmobiles. And he was like, "I have never been snowmobiling." And I said, "Do you want to go?" And he was like, "That's actually on my it's one of his bucket list items to go." And so I went with him twice this year. I helped him get his own snowmobile. I found him one for a really good deal, and he fell in love with the sport, and I mean, he's not doing the best right now, but hopefully he can get back on a couple more times before the season's over. And
Chris, you're a good man. That's all.
It made me feel good.
Dude, that you're a good dude, man. Just to have you hear that and then be like, you know what, I can actually make that happen for you. That's something that's going to stay with him.
Oh yeah, I've spent quite a bit of money out of my own pocket, but you know, it's one of those things that I like bringing joy and happiness to the world when not a lot of it's there. So
hell yeah,
rock on, Chris. Brought a lot of joy and happiness to me.
Have you ever?
I've never been snowmobiling.
I've done it once. Danny, have you done it?
That was like my childhood.
Really?
Yeah. No, up in northern New Mexico, they get like 15 feet of snow. My uncles have probably 3 or 4 snowmobiles. And we used to just, it was so much fun. It's so much fun.
I remember doing it in Leavenworth a long time ago. It was like, you got like rent snowmobiles. They take you on a tour. And then you end up at a certain place and you get dinner.
That sounds awesome.
And it was
awesome.
Such a cool thing. Truly one of the most terrifying things I've ever done for like
really?
The first 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
When you're trying to like figure out like, what am I doing? This thing is bigger than I thought, and if it tips over, I'm done. And then once you get comfortable, what a blast.
Oh my
well, and
gosh.
You can do it the same way with like putting like a tube at the back. So you have somebody driving and then you're on the tube in the back. It's kind of like doing like the water one, doing it with snowmobiles.
Hookie bobbing.
It's so good.
206-803-ROCK.
Who doesn't love a good hookie bob?
What is on your bucket list? Interstate hauler in Olympia.
What's up, Meg?
What up, brother?
Hey, baby, doing good. Hey, sorry. I'm sorry to hear about Lucy, brother. I know you had her for a long time, and that was I lost a dog not too long ago. We had to put it down, so I'm with you, brother. I felt a pain. It's been over a year, and I'm still not ready for another dog yet.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
I feel like a lot of people have been going through that recently. I keep seeing different posts about people having to put their pups down, and it's the worst.
Yeah, I mean, she comes down with parvo, even with vaccination. So, yeah, I figured that one
out. Yeah, that sucks, man.
But anyway, no, I think my first thing, of course, make sure I take care of the family, make sure they're all, you know, set, taken care of with plenty of life insurance policy. But after that, I would love to do an all-expense-paid Alaskan moose Yukon hunt up in the Alaskan Yukon just to see the scenery. Because, you know, I watched Jim Shockey on sports, and he does all those hunts.
Uh-huh.
And he shows you, this is area that nobody has ever seen unless you hunt. And moose have never seen people. You'll get a 2,000-pound animal with a rack that's 70 inches wide, get within 10 feet and just stare at you because they have no idea what the hell you are, and they're checking you out. And, yeah, I've seen a couple of those, and that'd be enough to make your sphincter pucker real tight, brother.
Oh, I bet, yes. Just a little bit. It's a lot. I do like this text that came in, and I shot to Khan. She texted from Covington. She said, I have a few things on my bucket list. One of the main ones, meeting the Deftones. They helped save my life when my parents passed away. And then I got a divorce soon after that. Then I became a homeless veteran back in 2012. They got me through the best and worst times, a dream of mine to meet them. And she's actually going to make it happen because she got the VIP meet and greet tickets to see them in February with her fiance. So she can finally die happy and hopefully get them to sign an album and have the Deftones tribute tattoo on her left forearm signed as well.
That is so cool. And what a comeback story.
One of my favorite Deftones stories. I have have a few. They are the nicest guys, so you're going to have a great experience. And sadly, he's no longer with us, is the bassist Chi. And they did an end session back when I worked at the end. And I remember I went there, and then like the music director at the time, she's like, you want to go meet the Deftones? I'm like, you bet your ass I do. Like, this is one of my favorite bands. And I walk into the back room where they're doing like this little private, you know, performance for listeners. And she's just there with a joint in his hand. And he looks at me and just hands it over to me. And I was in this weird dilemma because I was supposed to go back to work. I'm like, when am I ever going to have this opportunity again? And so I was like, all right. And like my coworker's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, the day's over now for me. Luckily, I live like a couple blocks away when I lived in Lower Queen Anne. But I was like, when am I going to have that opportunity? When he passed away, it's like, that will forever be like a fun memory to have of the time that the bassist of the Deftones just handed a joint over to me and just let me be part of their little joint circle.
You're very cool, Steve.
I don't know about that.
You're a hip dude.
I think anyone could have walked through those doors and he'd been like, would you like this? He was so baked.